This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady's in the gun. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
That play fake by Brady. Short drop throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab across the goal line. Tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots take on Peyton Manning, Wes Welker, and the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football.
Smith has the snap. He's in the pocket. He's pressured to his left. Pulls up. Throws downfield towards Antonio Holmes. Ball batted toward the key to lead. He's got an interception thanks to Kyle Arrington.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, coming to you live from inside Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, where it is very, very cold outside. Andy, you warm enough?
No, not really.
Bundling up tonight?
I have my inside jacket tonight and my outside jacket. It's ridiculous.
You're
going
to wear both of them at the same time.
As they say in Anchorman, re-goddamn-diculously cold out there, re-goddamn-diculously windy.
It hurts.
Hurts.
It hurts.
Actually, I'm not even mad.
I got stood up in the parking lot. I know you're amazed by that. I was walking across, and a gust stood me up.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
This is the worst I've seen. This is the worst I've seen here.
Driving to the stadium, you're going down the highway, and Paul Perillo, who will join us shortly, he's wrapping up with his other commitments. I don't know about you guys, but driving here, you get that wind where all of a sudden your car starts getting pushed?
Yeah, sure, I'll switch lanes. I mean, I wasn't planning on it, but yes, wind, I'll go with you.
And Paul Perillo is now in studio with us, and Darren Hartwell's in the poll center today. Paul was telling the story that he was unwillingly changing lanes on his way to Gillette Stadium today.
I did once, and I said, I'm going to slow down. I don't want to be changing lanes
again. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But, guys, I think this game, we were just talking off the air prior to coming on about the number of points and what style of game it would be tonight. And I think everyone's opinion of that has changed as the weather will be a factor in this thing tonight.
A massive factor. I think you could argue, based right now, that it may be the biggest factor in this game. We were talking about maybe another, like Buffalo a few years ago or whatever that was, 08. I think the weather is going to be, in coaching and how to use the weather and how to play the weather, which, by the way, is a massive advantage for the New England Patriots, because I'll take Bill Belichick over Jack Del Rio any day making decisions. And I'll also take Tom Brady over Peyton Manning in a far closer divide. I think Brady is a pretty good bad weather quarterback and, you know, for whatever it's worth, throws a slightly tighter spiral. But I think the weather becomes the story of the night.
Yeah, and we're just talking about this.
Else hear fuzz?
I've gone into a lot of games during this run for the Patriots with Belichick and Brady thinking that the weather was going to prevent offenses from doing something. And that hasn't always been the case. Now, that Buffalo game was one that Andy just brought up that certainly was, that neither offense could do a thing that day. But there's been, you know, I remember a game in Chicago late in the year back in, I don't know, maybe 2010 where there was snow and wind and Brady just marched the ball up and down the field. And the Patriots, you know, kick the crap out of them. I don't know when I think Andy just had a seizure in the middle of the show over there. But and on the flip side, there was a game last year, the AFC Championship game last year. A lot of wind here. I didn't envision Joe Flacco being able to throw the ball down the field with any degree of accuracy, and he certainly did. So I've been fooled by the weather a lot of times with this team. Tom Brady's record in bad weather is unparalleled. He is the greatest bad weather quarterback. I mean, his numbers in every condition are great, but he is tremendous in bad weather. I'm not going to say that they can't do something offensively, and I'll wait to see what unfolds, but I have to think it's a little bit of a different kind of game than we all thought all week when we talked about it.
Oh, and the Patriots just canceled the field-size American flag, you know, to avoid tragedy.
To avoid someone people getting hurt.
Fly away.
Speaking of tragedy, the cover just ripped off my pool at home. That's really tragic.
Yeah, that's a real tragedy.
It's always about Paul.
It's always about Paul Perillo.
It's Paul Perillo with an I in the middle.
If you want to get involved here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, we'll be with you for the next couple of hours. Give us a call at 855 Pats 500. That's the North American toll-free number, 855 Pats 300. 500.
Just making up numbers now. Just sent them to a porn site.
Pats 500.
And we do think that Puerto Rico's included in
we
that.
We do. We do.
We're speculating a little bit, but
it does apply for the North America. I mean, they're in North America.
Right.
So the number has to work.
And they're in American territory.
That's right.
So give it a shot.
It's also where Northeastern is playing their basketball game today against Florida State, which Paul's been paying attention to as well.
It's the half right now.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. You want to send in your emails. If you're outside, if you're here at Gillette Stadium, if you're in Foxborough tailgating, getting ready for this game, we want those pictures. Got to see if the
definitely need photos.
Definitely need some photos of that. So send
as Brandon Spike said on Twitter yesterday, nipples, nature's natural thermometers.
And Andy gets all excited because someone's talking about nipples. He has to immediately,
No, that's okay.
Tweet back at him.
If you've got nature's natural thermometers at your
cover
tailgate,
them up because you'll get frostbite.
Andy wants to see them. So send those.
Do they allow fires here? They probably don't, huh?
There were a bunch of fires out in the parking lot.
Oh, okay, they do. Because you need fires.
They're blowing all over the place.
I think on days like these, there's a little leeway given to those who want
to
light
stay
a fire.
Alive.
Yeah, they don't want people.
Also, watch out for porta potties that may be on the move.
It's a tough one out there.
You
today.
Get in your lot six, you get out. Hey, where am I now? I'm in lot five.
So, again, give us a call, 855-PATS-500. Send your email, webradio@patriots.com. We definitely want to hear from you if you're tailgating and getting ready for the game. And make sure you use the hashtag PPGS if you're on Twitter and you have some pregame thoughts. Paul, you mentioned Tom Brady. We know what he is like in the cold weather. We know what the Patriots are like in cold weather. Does this affect Peyton Manning? Does Peyton Manning have a problem with cold weather?
Yeah, I would think that Manning would be more affected than Brady because he hasn't had as many opportunities in cold weather. So, I think this impacts Manning. Now, there's a couple of ways to look at it. A lot of Denver's offense has had really short passes, a lot of screens, a lot of stuff that's quick, gets the ball out of his hands quickly. They're trying to protect that offensive line, which is banged up a little bit. Ryan Clady, the left tackle, out for the season. But at the same time, when the defense has the ability to know that that deep threat is gone because of the weather, well, that allows you to stack the box a little bit, get a lot of bodies around those screens, and I think that's less of a weapon for them. So I think it affects Manning a lot.
Andy, got a thought on that?
I think Manning, it's a mental thing. I think sometimes it's in his head, and I think snow is the biggest factor in that for him. But tonight, I don't think it's mental for either guy. I think it's purely physical. I think it's going to be physical for quarterbacks, receivers. I mean, look at Ryan Allen. You got a rookie punter who, I'm guessing at Louisiana State didn't have a lot of nights like this where it was cold, 20 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour winds. He could have an interesting experience out there. Steven Gostkowski, we know, isn't, in love with things that affect his kicking game. He likes things to be very precise and consistent. Well, he's not getting that tonight, so he could kick a 75-yarder one way and, not hit a 25-yarder the other.
So it is cold out there. The weather will be a factor in this game. And
this blows.
Field goals, Andy brings up a good point. Generally, you get to 50 yards and you can make field goals. Do you take 10 yards away from that tonight?
Don't you kind of figure that out and feel it out?
Oh,
in the
pregame? They know that.
Right.
They know that during the pregame. That's what they do. Kickers go to the coaches and they
but
say,
but in terms of what do we think?
But yeah, there's also,
well,
did you kick that during a regular wind or a gust? And when you're actually kicking the ball, is it in the normal 25-mile-an-hour wind or the 35-mile-an-hour gust?
And because it's not like a steady wind.
No.
It's kind of gusting and all of a sudden you get this big gust of wind.
And does it continue to swirl? It's not necessarily you're kicking into the wind. It's the swirling wind.
From what we understand, and those who have been out on the field, the wind is coming in from the north end zone.
Yeah,
where the lighthouse is. It's coming in from that end and is coming from north to south. So it also, I guess, would factor in which way you're going in terms of up and down the field. Are you going into the wind? Or you get the wind at your back? I think that's going to play into it as well. They're going to have to figure out all of these things prior to the game, but weather will certainly be a factor. And let's go to the poll center with Darren Hartwell. Our first poll tonight involving weather, I understand?
Indeed it does. The question in the poll center, which team will benefit the most from tonight's harsh conditions?
Patriots.
I think the Patriots.
Yeah.
I don't know what percentage of benefit that is, but it's the Patriots.
Broncos have gotten one vote. Patriots have gotten all the others.
That was an accident. Oh, I didn't mean to vote that.
80-20 right now.
80-20. 80-20. So that one guy votes for Denver. I'll say this. I think it's who is affected by it the least. Maybe not an advantage. Like, you're going to play better because it's cold.
No.
But you will be affected the least. I would think that
Paul,
would be
Paul, what
case.
Did Otis used to say?
O-T-I-S? What did he used to say about the weather?
Wasn't he, you're cold too? I'm cold too.
Oh, yeah, whatever. We're cold too. Yeah, you're right. My bad. Jesus, that was my bad.
I set him up and he just...
That was my bad.
Is he watching Northeastern again?
I was thinking,
son of a bitch, he's watching Northeastern. We're 43 seconds into the second half. I know what happened. My bad.
We lost Paul again.
O-T-I-S.
He did say, we're cold too, and he used to get really mad when he used to imply that the conditions only bothered the offense.
Well, it is stupid. Just because you're used to it doesn't mean you like it. Just because you've experienced it before doesn't mean you like it. Doesn't mean it doesn't adversely affect you.
But there is throwing of the football on offense. That's not something you have to do on defense. You know what I mean? I mean, when you throw the football tonight, I think the wind will come into play. And I think, was it Paul that was saying before the show, maybe have one of those passes where you throw it into the wind and all of a sudden it's going the other direction.
God, I hope so. I want to see that. I said this off the air. They've taken away the potential for this pretty up-and-down shootout, 38-35, Manning, Brady. So now I want to go the other way. I want backward punts. I want backward passes. I want ridiculousness caused by the wind.
The way football's supposed to be played, right?
Yep.
855.
It's a hard game played by hard men.
855 Pats 500.
You get really excited
number.
About it. You and Brandon Spikes and your nipple talk.
We've got a lot.
He was out there in cutoff sleeves working.
By the
out.
Way, did you guys talk about that situation at all? The fact that he was downgraded from probable to questionable.
Nope, we have not touched on that. You have missed very little of this show.
And
Paul.
I think that's interesting. I think that's an interesting little wrinkle. Now, I would think he's going to play, and the fact that he was out there warming
Sleeveless.
Up and all that. But this could turn into a run game.
That's and, huge if it does.
And Spikes is a big part of your run defense right now. He's really your only true run defender left. You know, you lost Mayo, you lost Wilfork, you lost Kelly. You know, it's kind of Spikes in there and a bunch of other, guys that are trying real hard.
So if Spikes can't go, you're looking at Jamie Collins.
Or if he's
Dane
compromised
Fletcher
in any way or whatever. You know, I think Hightower might even have to move inside.
I would think that would be
adjustment. So that's not ideal.
Let's go to the phones, get some of these calls in early on in the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Again, that phone number for you is 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We'll talk with Nate Kreckman, the afternoon drive host on 105.5 ESPN Radio in Denver. That's coming up about 15 minutes from now. We'll get some insight on the Broncos coming up, but we'll get to your calls now. We'll lead it off with Jeff in Vegas. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Cold.
I don't know, but change to the under. Whatever you were going to do, change to the under.
Yeah, interesting you say that, Andy. I just locked it in at 55.5. Went heavy under
nice.
About 30 minutes ago.
All right, well, now I'm definitely pencil you in for lunch next week because you are going to win that.
Unless
you don't.
Turnovers become touchdowns.
Yeah, ridiculousness.
Yeah, and we know wind doesn't affect Tom so much. How about?
Oh, no. Wind
this
affects
wind
everybody.
Yeah, this wind will. This is not a little wind. This is a lot of wind.
This is not snow. This is not rain. This is not cold. This is wind. It's 40-mile-an-hour winds. That affects everybody.
Do we have, but I think we have less of a track record on Manning and wind, obviously, than
yes,
Brady.
That's yes. Why I would give
far
a slight
less.
Edge in the weather to the Patriots.
Yeah, and there has been some line movement, too. It started in New England plus 2.5. Now it's dropping. Finally, some respect. I think some late New England money's coming in. Right now it's 1.5. It might even drop to 1.
That makes sense. The weather is I think the weather is a huge factor. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I think it just hopefully is New England's night tonight. It was great to see Jets and Dolphins both lose, and that they would really be in total command if they could get this W tonight.
Yeah, the Dolphins loss was really big because they kicked one away. I mean, the Jets got outclassed.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, if Miami had somehow won that, they were leading for most of the game, and then if the Patriots lost tonight, then we'd have to hear all this chirping from Miami just being one game behind us.
Yeah, they're chirpers. Remember, 3-0, it's our time.
It's our time.
Really?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Mr. Hand, doesn't that make it our time?
How does the how's the secondary looking? What do we think? Like 3 out of 4, is Gregory around?
I will not be stunned if Gregory does not play tonight, and therefore I will not be stunned if Denner doesn't play tonight. So you could be looking at a banged up Tlaib, Arrington, and then Logan Ryan coming in on the outside, or depending on how Denver deals with it, maybe Logan Ryan playing all the time in the nickel, and Daron Harmon in the secondary with McCourty. You're going to have a couple backups out there, and you're going to have a couple other guys who are banged up.
Yeah, and all of Vegas is really buzzing in the sportsbook today. A lot of people just waiting intently for this ball game. So that's why I'm going to take it right to the Jeff in Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Heavens to Betsy!
He's a monkey, Heavens and he's a useless Betsy. Monkey.
Yeah, I think on paper, it looks like it's going to be a real tough matchup for the Patriots. I think a lot of people early, including Patriots fans, are just coughing this one off, not thinking we could really slow Denver down. I think the weather's going to help out considerably, of course, and I think it just might. I think the offense is back, hopefully, and I think Brady's going to be sharp tonight. So I just think one way or another, New England's going to pull it off, and I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled away a little at the end. I got New England winning fairly big by 10 points or more. Lock it in.
Well, locked in. Very good, Jeff. Thanks for the call. 855-PATS-500. Lock it in. He's predicting a big win. Do you think this game is going to be close?
Yes.
I naturally say, yeah, it's going to be a close game.
Well, unless what Paul says happens and turnovers just sort of sway it funny.
But with the secondary and the injuries in that secondary, if it's not a close game, I would think it would be going the other way and the Patriots find themselves behind. I'm concerned about their ability to overcome their injuries in the secondary.
Well, I would be if it weren't blowing a gale out there. I think the wind has become the biggest factor in this game. If it were not windy and with these injuries, I would be feeling like the Broncos were going to score a lot of points tonight.
Yeah, that's how I felt, high 30s to high 20s. But, you know, I think things might change. If you can't do some things that you expected to be able to do, I'm not sure who adjusts better. And I think the running game, if it comes down to that, I think the Patriots have a better chance to run the ball than Denver does, to run the ball to win the game, than Denver does.
Let's
Although,
go.
Close. I mean, it's not. I mean, the Patriots' run defense, without all the guys we talked about, is not, you know, the strength of the defense anymore like it, you know, traditionally has been.
And if Spikes is hurt, then he's also the chance that he doesn't finish. We've seen enough guys in recent weeks, Kyle Arrington, Aqib Talib, guys that come in with injuries, sometimes don't finish the game. And if that happens with Spikes, I think that would be a major blow to the middle of your run defense.
Andy, let's go all the way to Australia. What
G'day!
Do you say? Let's go to James in Australia. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up? How's it going over there? Good morning.
Oh, yeah, not bad. It's about, yeah, good morning. It's 27, 28 degrees down here, too. But I'm T-shirts and board shorts instead of all rugged up.
Wait a minute. It's 26 degrees and you're wearing a T-shirt and board shorts?
Celsius.
Oh, you damn it. You know what? You got a seven penis, 7 centimeters.
all
charming,
he's
Andy.
In is nice. Male anatomy. That's all he cares about. It's unreal.
I like Brett.
So it's a bit windy today, apparently. 40 yep. miles an hour, you were saying?
Yeah, 20, 30,
25 to 40, they're expecting gusts, but I think it's supposed to sort of lessen as the evening goes on.
Yeah, that was supposed to start around 6, and I haven't seen it yet.
Has it been snowing?
No.
No snow.
No right. snow. But we can hope. Cross your fingers. I'd love to see a little snow added to this.
So don't trust my weather app then.
No, no.
I was just thinking, with the wind, how do you think that's going to affect the guys like Dobson and Tompkins who need two or three guys to catch a pass when it's good weather?
well... Let's put it this way. I don't want to be relying on those guys anyway, but I think you make a good point, James. In conditions where things aren't perfect, you know, don't give them another thing to worry about.
But maybe it goes the other way, and they feel like there's nothing to lose. I'm not supposed to catch this anyway, and they catch it.
I mean, to me, it's Gronk, it's Amendola, it's Vereen. You have other options.
Gronk and Vereen, I would put
that I would
huge.
Put much higher on the list than Dobson and Tompkins.
Fair enough. Well, I'll just I won't bother with the prediction because they're usually wrong. So I'll just say hopefully the Patriots win because I've got my girlfriend over watching the game this morning and she would prefer it if they won because I tend not to take losses that well.
Okay. All
right. Well, good luck for the Patriots then and for you.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right, James. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We go to James in Milford up next. Hey, James.
Hey, the over-under for this game is 54 points. I was wondering if you guys think that's going to get hit because it'll be like 5 degrees tonight.
Yes.
Yes, I think the under at that total is a good bet.
Yeah, I'd take the under tonight. Let's go to another James. James in Boston up next. Hey, James. Yeah,
quick trigger finger over there.
Hello?
Jimmy!
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering, since Tom Brady is clearly better than Peyton Manning.
Clearly.
In colder weather, will he outduel Peyton tonight?
Clearly.
He will?
Well, my guess is, I had the Broncos 38-35 earlier in the week. I'm coming around. I do think the weather has equalized this game to the point where it's a pick 'em, or I would even give the Patriots a slight advantage. But it's not just the quarterbacks. It's the whole sort of ramifications of the weather in the game and the passing attack and running and fumbling and those various issues. I mean, it's funny because, okay, both teams need to turn to run, we'll say, right? Well, if Monty Ball is part of that, fumbles become an issue. But if Stephen Ridley is a part of that, maybe fumbles become an issue.
I was going to say, if Stephen Ridley becomes a part,
right.
Fumbles become an issue.
It's interesting on a lot of levels. The weather could dramatically alter the outcome.
If the weather does do that, then I don't think there'll be any out-dueling anybody. I don't think Manning or Brady, if the weather is what we think it is, it's not going to be a quarterback out-dueling another one.
Yeah, it's all how you spin it, though, if you want.
Believe me, I know how it will be spun. Believe me.
Which is so disappointing.
That's the biggest thing that I come away with.
Yep.
I was looking forward to having Brady light it up tonight.
Manning, Brady, 14. Just taken away from us.
Yeah, I mean, this was, the hype and everything coming into this game. The defenses are not as good as the offenses. It was going to be a shootout.
I thought it was
mind,
a lock. It was
going
to be in the 30s for both teams. Lock.
And you saw we've had a number of callers already referencing the over-under on the game being anywhere from 53 to 55. Or if you were early in the week were thinking about that, you were going, this thing's going over.
Taking the over, baby.
This is going over. And now it's under. And from a points perspective and the entertainment value of this game and Brady against Manning, I think this game is going to be, instead of the Brady versus Manning, it's now just Patriots, Broncos, and they're going to grind one out in bad weather.
A little bit of Belichick Del Rio.
I'll tell you what, if that's what it comes down to,
feeling pretty good.
You gotta feel good about that one. If it comes down to coaching in this game, the Patriots
don't you think it
clearly
does on,
have the
I mean,
advantage.
On some level, adjusting to the conditions and making decisions and clock and wind and those various things. I'd feel better Bill Belichick making those for me. And Ernie Adams, by the way.
Obviously,
I give him a little help.
Being able to adjust and change your game plan a little bit for the weather, I think the Patriots have an advantage. But the other thing you just mentioned that I've thought about coming into this game is the clock. When you say, clock is something you've got to manage. Jack Del Rio is a guy who I know. I've seen it. I've seen him screw that up in games when he was the head coach in Jacksonville. Just the little things that the Patriots are not going to screw up. There's a chance that it happens on the other side.
Just wonder, Bill always tells us, I've gotten screwed by those weather reports before. You plan for this. I wonder what their expectation was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as they were putting together a game plan and sort of formulating how they were going to play this game. I wonder how much it's changing what they planned on doing. Did they plan on this bad weather and sort of hedge their bets? And we'll never know.
Yeah,
he's not going to tell us.
And I think they did because the reports that we heard as long ago as like Wednesday seem to have been very accurate.
Right.
The other part of that is
one thing that I think's gone up though, Paul, is the wind.
But they were talking about that in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I actually was stunned because I had heard someone talking about 40-mile-an-hour winds, and I was like, they're not serious about 40-mile-an-hour winds, right? Because you can't throw
a team meteorologist.
No.
No.
I think they just look at the weather reports.
Shouldn't there be?
They formulate.
I mean, shouldn't you have a guy you trust rather than just weather reports? Because I go to weather.com and my weather app, and it's wrong. I would say 75% of the time it's wrong.
Well, I don't know how much more.
You
got
to go to Hobby
Leonard.
But that's what I'm wondering. If you have a guy that you have a relationship with and you call him and get sort of some inside dope, how sure are you?
Oh, I thought you meant
report?
They had a guy that worked for the team.
No. You have a team doctor who works at MGH.
Whoever's word you take for it,
you have a team doctor who doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they have that. I don't think they have a team meteorologist.
Andy, do you have a meteorologist in Boston that you trust over other meteorologists?
No. I don't.
Well, then how could you expect Bill Belichick to have one?
Because he's supposed to be Mr. I think of everything and I take care of everything.
Paul, you got one?
Do I have a team meteorologist?
No, do you have a meteorologist that you would say I trust with that guy?
No, but I don't have anything at stake for weather. Now, if I had,
that's true.
If I had something that if I was hosting a big barbecue in the middle of August, I'd be looking at the weather reports to make sure it was okay. But other than that,
I
don't have a game plan that I need to formulate at the end
suggestion.
Of the week.
I'm going to tell him later. I think you should let him know about that, Andy.
Only if they win. Probably won't be in the mood if they lose.
Bill, you would have won if you had a team meteorologist. Dave's in Connecticut. Hey, Dave. Yo, Dave.
Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
Hey, just let me wish you all a happy pre-Thanksgiving to start off with.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Right back at you guys. Great. I think this is going to be a winnable game for us if we can put a lot of pressure on Manning with our pass rush. I mean, because, you know, everyone knows that we're banged up in our secondary, obviously. I think that the guys need to, you know, stick to their man, you know, don't try to do too much and stick to the game plan. I think we need to run the ball against these guys to keep Peyton off the field. But, you know, looking forward to the game. I mean, you know, the Jets lost today, Miami lost today, the Colts are losing. Everything's falling in New England's, you know, way to get that number two seed. They just need to go out and perform today. I think, you know, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this game because you're not going to see Manning and Brady really go at it much longer. You know, and it's something that, you know, for the past 10 years we've been able to see. It's been something special every time.
Yeah, I think that is, Dave, one of the biggest disappointing parts about it is you don't know how many more of these Brady Manning games you're going to get. You really don't. I mean, you may have a couple more years, but you don't know how the schedule is going to come out. It, you know, there was an opportunity tonight that I don't think we're going to get.
Being taken from us.
It is. We're being robbed of that opportunity by the weather.
Should have had a dome.
Should have built a dome. So it really probably won't come to fruition tonight, one of those great Manning Brady games. But
it might. You might see a guy make a play or two despite the weather, and you go, wow.
That gives his team that
boom,
advantage.
That was the lift they needed in that environment. So, I mean, there's still that opportunity. They're still the best in the game. But Dave, what he said, you know, some of that I think you throw, oh, they got to get to Manning at the pass rush. Well, I don't know that that's true anymore, because if they're not going to be throwing that often, then that's not true. Now I'm thinking more about how are you handling the run? How are Joe Villano and Chris Jones? How's Isaac Sopoaga? How's Brandon Spikes? What are we doing up the middle? You know, some of those things. Do you miss Steve Gregory? He's sort of been your strong safety in recent weeks. I mean, there's a lot kind of changing your thought process of how this game might unfold.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. Webradio at patriots.com is where you send the emails, and use the hashtag PPGS on Twitter. That's how you get in touch with us here on the Patriots pregame social. We'll go behind enemy lines coming up next.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Darren Hartwell in the poll center. Get back to that in just a couple of minutes. We'll get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes as well. But we go behind enemy lines, and joining us on the Ace Ticket Hotline from ESPN Radio 105.5 in Denver is Nate Kreckman. Nate, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing pretty well. I got to ask you, this is something we've talked a lot about here, the weather going into this game. What's your opinion? How do you think it impacts this game?
I think it's going to have a major impact on this game. You know, everybody, and especially here in Denver over the last couple of days, has been running out the statistics about Peyton Manning and cold weather, and oh, it's actually not as bad as it looks, and his numbers are pretty good. I mean, again, I go back to January 12th of, you know, last season and watching him in that game against Baltimore, and it's 4 degrees. And I know it's not quite that bitter, but there's some nasty wind out there. It is going to be really, really cold. And watching Peyton play against Baltimore, he was just not the same player. Now, granted, he's further away from neck surgery at this point, the nerve regeneration should be a little bit better, but I think the cold is going to be a major factor in this game. I think this is something where, hey, let's keep a close eye on Peyton Manning. Is he better in the cold weather, or is it the same story we saw last January? I think that's the story tonight.
How many changes do you think Jack Del Rio might make in terms of how this game plays out? I mean, most people were projecting a shootout here, something 38-35. How much do you think this will change what Denver's game plan is going to be?
You know, I don't think it's going to change it that tremendously, and for this reason, the Broncos have not been throwing the ball downfield a ton lately anyways. I mean, this is a passing game that is predicated on Peyton getting rid of the ball in a hurry, and a lot of that is due to the fact that the offensive line is a little bit banged out. You got Chris Clark at left tackle. You don't have Ryan Clady. The line is not going to be as strong, and so the Broncos can only go so far as Peyton Manning can take them. And so key number one is to keep Peyton Manning healthy. And really the way that the Broncos have tried to do that is to have Peyton help himself get rid of the ball in a hurry. He's got the fastest release in the NFL. That's what the numbers suggest as of right now. He's getting the ball out quick. A pass rush can't get to you if the ball is gone. So it's a lot of quick, short, timing route type of passes. Wes Welker is going to be on the field. So, you know, as far as the Broncos game plan, I don't think offensively the cold will impact what they do all that terribly much.
Do you think it might even help, you know, the fact that you had a pretty cold snap last week? I know there was some snow that they were practicing in. Does that help them as well?
Oh, absolutely. On Thursday, it was the Broncos were outside. I think it was about 16 degrees. The snow was falling. Jack Del Rio had the option of, you know, keeping the guys outside or inside, but he knew, you know, based on what the conditions were, what they were looking at on the forecast for tonight in Foxborough, to throw the guys out in the cold. And so, yeah, I think that was a good thing for the Broncos to get out, get a little bit of work in it, absolutely.
On the other side of the football, Von Miller's obviously back after that early season suspension. Is he sort of rounding into midseason form, and how much do you think he's ready to maybe impact this game?
I think Von will have an impact tonight. I think Von Miller has an impact every single time that he steps out onto the field. He is just too physically talented, freakishly physically talented, to not have an impact. You know, the sack numbers haven't necessarily been great, and you know, a lot of people have been looking for those sorts of things, but if you get into it, you watch the film, you see a lot of plays that Von is right there. You see a lot of plays in which Von is impacting what the opposing quarterback does. So, you know, Von Miller's going to be a factor. One of the things that, you know, we're not totally sure of yet is Von Miller's playing at a much, not much, but a bigger weight than he has played at for most of his career. Most of his career, he's been somewhere between kind of 245, 255, and since he came back from his suspension, he really kind of bulked up. He's weighing about 270 right now. So the heavier Von Miller, is that the best weight for him to be playing at? I don't think we have enough evidence yet to be able to make a conclusive judgment on that. But I know he is going to have an impact. The guy is just too good not to.
Jeez, no wonder he tried to avoid those tests.
Yeah, we all cracked that joke.
Yeah. Nate, if this game is so impacted by the weather the way we all agree, we're all on the same page, can Denver win it, sort of grinding it out? Can they win a defensive struggle and run the football and sort of play close to the vest? Can they win that way?
Their defense has been very, very good of late. And really, you look over the last several weeks, and Denver's defense has been fantastic. And even going back to the game that they lost against Indianapolis, yeah, they gave up 39 points. But, I mean, Indy had the ball 18 times in that game because of what Denver was doing with their hurry-up offense. So, you know, the Broncos' defense has been very impressive to me here over these last several weeks, especially since Von returned. Wesley Woodyard is healthy, the middle linebacker. It is just a completely different defense when he is out on the field. So, you know, can they grind it out? Can the defense hold New England enough in this game? I think they can. I think they're capable of being able to do that. I think along with the cold weather, I think that'll impact what the Patriots do a little bit as well. Now, as far as, you know, grinding, when you say grinding, everyone thinks of, you know, can Denver hang in the run game? Now, that I don't know about, because the Broncos, they just have very minimal commitment to running the ball, as most teams probably would when they have the kind of offensive weapons led by Peyton Manning that offense is going to have. So, again, I think it's going to be a lot of short passing, but, yeah, I think it'll be a lower-scoring game. I think I picked 24-17 on my show this week here in Denver, which would be, you know, by a long shot, the Broncos' lowest scoring game of the season, but I think they can win a game like this.
We're all aware of the stars, and obviously there's a lot of weapons on that offense and Von Miller and guys on defense. Give us the name of somebody that you think could have a big factor in this game, maybe change this game, and a name that we don't mention enough.
You know, I mentioned Wesley Woodyard right there just a minute ago, the Broncos middle linebacker. This is an undrafted guy out of Kentucky, made Mike Shanahan's team back in 2008. You know, through two different coaching changes and regime changes, he has just managed to hang on, and now he's the defensive captain on this team. And when you see him out there, he's a little bit undersized at the middle linebacker position. He's almost playing in a safety's body, but this guy can absolutely fly around the field. He is impactful. He is the leader of that defense. So You know, look for Wesley Woodyard tonight. Sean Phillips came over in a really, really inexpensive deal for the Broncos to get Sean Phillips, and his production has almost made it so that the defense isn't missing Elvis Dumervil all that much. So Sean Phillips is a guy that everybody knows, but you don't necessarily think of on this Broncos defense. I think he has an impact in this game as well. So over on the defensive side of the football, I would look at those guys. Over on offense, you guys know the stars. I mean, you guys know who the Patriots have to slow down in this game.
Have you noticed any change in the Broncos since John Fox has taken his leave of absence?
No, I really haven't. And that's the crazy thing about it is John Fox is, and he's supposed to be back with the team on Wednesday, but one of the things that John Fox has done really well is he's hired good people, and he has basically delegated all of the responsibilities to them. Jack Del Rio comes up with the defensive game plan. Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator, along with Peyton Manning, or as some would say, Peyton Manning, the offensive coordinator, comes up with the game plan on the offensive side of the football. And for the most part, I think Jack Del Rio has taken the tact of, look, I'm not going to come in. I'm not going to, you know, try and impose my will on this locker room, on this meeting room, on the field, on this team. The identity has basically been the same. So without John Fox, I don't think this team's very different. And when you ask guys what they miss the most about John Fox, it's just kind of the kind of a light air that he brings. He keeps everybody loose. He is a good leader. He's kind of everybody's Uncle Foxy, and everybody loves John Fox. But without him around, he's got very good people in place. It's not a situation like, you know, if Jack Del Rio had been the head coach of this team, and right now he's operating as the head coach and defensive coordinator. If you were to lose someone like that, okay, that's devastating. But John Fox he's just kind of the CEO overlooking the thing, and he's got good people in place. So I don't think that's had much of an impact on this team.
He is Nate Kreckman from ESPN Radio in Denver. Nate, we appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Nate. Nate Kreckman, again, of ESPN Radio in Denver, catching us up on what's happening with the Denver Broncos. Patriots Broncos tonight at Gillette Stadium. We're coming to you live from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Very cold night. 855-PATS500 is the phone number for you. Send in your emails, webradio@patriots.com. Use the hashtag PPGS on Twitter. And if you're on Facebook, check out facebook.com/New England Patriots. That's where you can listen to us and also take a poll or two. Let's go to the poll center with Darren Hartwell. What do we got in the poll center?
All right, we got another poll up here talking about the Patriots' defense. The following defensive players, who needs to step up the most tonight? Chandler Jones, Spikes, if he plays, McCourty, and Aqib Talib.
I am going to go Spikes if he plays.
Spikes if he plays.
I would have had Chandler Jones had it not been for the win, because I think Chandler Jones was a huge game for him. But in the new conditions, Spikes.
I would have gone Devin McCourty had it not been for the new conditions. But given the conditions, I'm going to have to agree with Andy.
And yeah. Paul's just watching Northeastern.
No, it's the under eight timeout, so I'm paying attention. I think you make a good point with the Spike situation. That's why I thought that was sort of an interesting wrinkle. Normally you don't think much of, well, probable, questionable, he's probably going to play. But my fear is that something's wrong that was serious enough for them to downgrade him. And I know that there was some reports in some of the papers about what he did at practice on Friday, sort of on the bike, and you know, not that it was a full pad practice, but he was in less than everybody else during the media portion. He had, you know, clearly not intended to do a whole lot. So that to me was something to keep an eye on. And I agree. In these conditions, I think no Sean Moreno, they can try to establish the run if they can't throw the football, and it's going to hurt if Spikes is not at his best.
He's actually getting the least amount of votes right now.
People are stupid.
That's disappointing.
Maybe that'll spike after.
Ah, I see what you did there. Booyah.
Talib is the most with 35, Chandler with 26, McCourty with 22, and Spikes with 17.
I'm going to answer my own question. I'm going to pull a Mike Felger here. I think Trindon Holliday is going to be an interesting guy to watch in this game.
There's a fumble waiting to happen.
Good, yeah, good and bad. He could either affect it with a massive return for a touchdown or, you know, with the wind blowing around, ball security. I have more confidence in, say, Julian Edelman catching punts than I do Trindon Holliday, who is obviously a game changer, but might have to be careful tonight which way he changes the game for said Broncos.
855-PATS500 is the phone number. We're going to get to the keys to the game coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Love the keys.
Let's go back to your calls in the meantime. Josh has been waiting patiently. He's in New Jersey tonight. Hi, Josh.
Hey.
Josh, you're on the air. What do you got?
All right, yeah, guys, I'm a first-time caller. How you guys doing?
Great.
I just want to talk about I just want to ask two questions about the defense. How do you guys think the defense is going to hold up against the Broncos' offense?
I think they're going to hold up better now thanks to the wind and the cold than I would have projected in a normal game.
Yeah, I agree.
But I still have concerns. I still have concerns that you're going to have, you know, Logan Ryan and Jaron Harmon potentially on the field for a full 60 minutes. But who knows? Maybe that changes. Maybe the Broncos are no longer a three-receiver team. Maybe they'll bring in a second tight end, and they're going to want to run the ball. So you'll be in less nickel than you projected. But I still have questions about the Patriots' defense, but I feel better than I would have normally.
All right. And also, I have another question. I just want to ask, who's going to have the better game, do you guys think, Danny Amendola or Wes Welker?
I'm going to go Wes Welker. He's definitely motivated for this game. That either is a good thing or a bad thing.
I would say Welker because the passing game is conducive to his style. I don't think you're going to be able to get the ball down the field. And he's used to catching a lot of short stuff, and I think they might use Gronk. The Patriots might use Gronk for those, you know, on the other side. So I would say Welker, too.
Mike's in Peabody. He's up next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
All right. Am I on air?
You are.
Yes, you are.
Around the world, global. You're going global right now. There's a guy in Australia, in Spain, in Puerto Rico. They're all listening to you, so bring it.
England.
All right, that's awesome. So, first off, I'm freezing, okay? I'm outside in the parking lot.
Oh, very good.
Weird game with a nail.
Nice. All right?
But what I want to do real quick, I do have one question for you guys.
Hold on, Mike, before you get to that, I got something for you. I got a question for you.
What's up? Have you
seen any porta-potties blowing around? Because I've actually seen tweets that indicate there have been porta-potties blowing around in the parking lot.
No, yes, I have. I do have confirmation. There is one porta-potty about 7 feet from me that is blown over, and what's happening is people are just peeing on each side of it. Yes, that is what is happening. I can confirm that is what is happening.
All righty. Way to go. All right, now with your question, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first off, what I got to do real quick is I have to shout out to Edwin in Nevada, part of PFW Elite.
All right. Edwin!
PFW Elite. I'm actually in the Army. He gave me a free ticket to today's game.
Awesome.
Okay. Because of that, he couldn't make it, so I got to give him a shout-out. My question for you guys, all right, for us to win tonight, who has to be, besides Brady, okay, besides Brady and Gronkowski, those are the obvious answers, who has to be the X factor on offense and defense? I'm going to let you guys go, all right? Go ahead and answer that for me. Who's the X factor besides Brady and Gronk
All right. For
us to win on offense and defense? How does that sound?
Mike, perfect.
Mike, make sure you send some photos of the tailgate, webradio@patriots.com. Make sure you send those in, especially if there's any nipples. That's what Andy's looking for.
Not male nipples. I like female nipples.
Steven Ridley on offense. Defense, unsung factor, like an under-the-radar kind of. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll just stick with Spikes. You know, we talked a lot about Spikes. You know, I think he's sort of under the radar.
Do you think he's going to play? In your opinion, you think he will?
Yeah. I was a little doubtful when they downgraded him to questionable. I thought that was the step towards he's not playing, and they need to make sure a guy who's not probable.
Playing. You don't want to have a guy probable on the injury report that doesn't end up playing.
And get in trouble. But then, you know, I'm just going by Eric, and that's a dangerous game to play. He was a quick workout out there on the field pregame, and Eric, you know, was led to believe by that, by his own eyes, that he expected Spikes to play.
Well, I had seen some tweets at the end of the week. I believe one in particular from Jeff Howe, who had tweeted that the Spikes injury situation appears to make him very iffy for this weekend. It's very possible that he will not play.
I think it's definitely. Yeah.
And Andy
just mapped it all out.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt about it.
And then he came out and he was listed as probable, and I thought, okay, maybe things got better.
Right?
And then all of a sudden downgraded question. I said, wait a minute, maybe this is where he should have been all along and he's not going to play.
But, and is there a chance it's the opposite of what I said with Gregory? Maybe Gregory could have played, but they said in this type of game, let's not rush it. Maybe Spikes, they wanted to err on the side of one thing because it was going to be a shootout. You don't need him on the field. You're going to be a nickel. And now maybe they said, we need you to play. We, you know, whatever you got to do to get out there, we need you to play because it's going to be a running game.
Hey, Millen, we need you.
Fred Kirsch You know,
our very own
Fred Kirsch chimed in on Twitter, hashtag PPGS, if you want to join the conversation, said, does stretching 2 hours before kickoff really do any good?
Especially in this weather. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, just so you know, Fred, they're also kind of stretching to warm up and to do the whole pregame routine.
But then you just get ice cold again.
Well, that is the unfortunate thing. Although you sit on those benches, those things are hot.
Yeah.
There's some heat going through those puppies.
Warm you up.
I bet Brady, just a quick prediction that I feel really strongly about.
Let's hear it.
Put your house on this, your mortgage on this, if you could bet this. I bet Tom Brady will put his right hand in his little pouch tonight.
Okay.
Often.
Okay.
Since he did it in Carolina when it was 75 degrees, when it's going to be like 4 degrees, I bet you he puts that, you know, injured hand in the pouch.
I agree.
We continue to get ready for the game here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It's time to figure out and talk about what the keys to the game are tonight.
You've waited all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
All right, time for the keys to the game. The keys for the Patriots to win this game tonight at Gillette Stadium. What do you got, Andy? What do you got for keys tonight?
I got a very simple one. Very, very simple. Very simple. The TVs are going out, so Mark is flipping out. Luckily, Paul's is still fine, because otherwise you would have heard an F-bomb on come right over the airwaves. My key to the game is take care of the football. I think this game is going to be an issue with ball security, ball, you know, decisions, ball decision making. So that's Tom Brady making throws against a defense that can pick you off a little bit, 13 interceptions. That's Stephen Ridley and or LeGarrette Blount when they turn to the running game, maybe more often than normal. And that's, you guys mentioned it, you know, if Dobson or those, you can't have deflected passes that turn into easy picks. I think turnovers are, you know, and possessions are going to be at a premium. And the other way, you know, take advantage of some. If you get a tipped ball, you got to bring that in. If the ball's on the ground, you got to bring that in. So ball control, take care of the ball and take the ball.
I agree. Obviously, turnovers are huge. I'm gonna go with tackling, because I think this is a night that it's a little cold.
Take a memo.
I think the downfield passing game, as we've said many times, is probably going to be compromised a little bit. You get all those bodies around the line of scrimmage. You know, you pop. I mean,
Thomas.
A lot of the Denver offense is predicated on short throws and big yards after the catch. You got to tackle well, and at the same time, the Patriots offense always is based on that. Short throws, that's how they racked up the yards last week against Carolina. They didn't go over the top. They went underneath, and they broke a lot of tackles from an overrated Panthers defense, and they ended up getting yards that way.
You see how he slid that in there, Mark?
I did. I slipped it right in. As they allowed Ryan Tannehill to throw for 300 today.
Winning!
Slip that one in there, too. Tackling, I think, is a huge key in this game, both sides.
It is tackle football, after all. Fumbles and tackling.
Well,
this is the best. Don't make it sound like tackles don't get missed. No, they do.
I mean, tackling tonight, I think, is of utmost importance.
Expert, you know,
turnovers and tackles.
Right.
Turnovers and tackles.
Yahoos.
The turnovers is such a cliche one, but for this game, it's extremely important.
Like the Trindon Holiday thing we talked about, I could see something hinging on that. You know, one bounces off his face, and all of a sudden, Brady's got, you know, 17 yards to score. Or you don't even have to move, and you kick a field goal, and that could be the game-winning field goal.
Well, not only that, you mentioned a team with the running backs on both sides here in this game that have had some issues fumbling the football.
Balls on the ground.
So it's a matter of who can protect it better, who is not going to make those mistakes in a game like this. There weren't too many drives last week in the game against Carolina, and we're talking tonight about a game in which you're going to need the ground game. You're going to have to basically control the football. That could be a similar situation tonight in terms of the Patriots may not have all, you know, 10 or 11 drives. They may only have six in this game.
And let me add another thing to my take care of the damn football. Danny Aiken was terrible last week. You had a missed hold almost from Ryan Allen. Those things become more difficult tonight in my little theory of battle of field goals. You screw one of those up, you could end up costing yourself the game. So taking care of the football, and you talk to these guys in a cold football, how different it is than it is early in the year, whether it's the kickers. You know, Gostkowski says that's, you're talking about 15 yards, a cold ball as opposed to a warm ball, an early season ball. That this is a dramatic switch for them, not just from Monday night where it was nice, it was Carolina, it was warm, but they haven't really faced this season. They may get used to this, yes, in the coming weeks. But this is a dramatic change, and they got some young guys.
I saw Steven Guskowski coming into the stadium tonight as he was entering, and I will say we are on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, so we should mention that Steven Guskowski was running on Dunkin' tonight.
Nice.
Yes, he had a he was coming in, and you know how you see on TV sometimes, whether it be some local stuff like Comcast or on NBC, they always like to show you that footage, like on the pregame show for NBC, like guys coming into the yep. stadium, right? When they're just wearing their street clothes. Well, you got two cameras that are following every player that would come by on a golf cart. And he goes by on his, and he just raises his cup to the guy with the camera, like, "How you doing?"
Guskowski runs on Dunkin'.
And he was drinking a Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Kicker a latte? Coffee?
Kickers wonderfully have nothing coffee. On their mind.
Definitely a coffee. I think it was actually maybe an iced coffee. Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I still drink iced coffee this time of year.
So, doesn't that make your hand frigid?
No. You know what he had?
Insulated.
He had the cold cup and the hot cup.
Okay.
Which is a, you know, it's a veteran move at Dunkin'.
He's a veteran kicker, veteran New Englander at this point. He's been here long enough.
Guy knows what he's doing.
Of course,
doing.
Dunkin', if he goes out there and misses five field goals, we'll be like, no, he did not have Dunkin'. That was funny.
Yeah, show us the tape or it didn't happen. 855 Pats 500. 855 Pats 500 is the phone number for you. Sam's in Phoenix. Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Sammy.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Well, we're colder than you are.
I have this whole spiel all ready to go about a cerebral game and all that other stuff. It seems like that's kind of going out the window now.
A little bit.
That's good. Yeah, with that
the
said,
cerebral game, weather, did you say?
Cerebral.
Oh, okay.
With that said, what one player or one coach or one anybody do you think this weather helps out the most?
Weather helps out the most. Oof.
One player?
I think it's an easy one.
Okay, what do you got?
Jack Del Rio.
What?
How so?
Jack Del Rio. He doesn't have to think about anything anymore.
Oh, I disagree. I think he has to think more.
That's why I was asking
like
you.
He'd like to roll Peyton out there and score 45.
That's why I was asking you about your cerebral comment. I think that the weather makes it a cerebral game.
Yeah.
I think you have to think about your possessions and value them more wisely because I don't think mistakes, I think, are going to be so magnified with the weather in this. I don't think you're going to be able to afford to just make a mistake early on. We'll get it back. I think
mistakes are one thing. You know, mistake free. I mean, you're going to, as everybody's been saying, grind it out. You're going to hand the ball off. You're going to keep things short. I think that playbook gets a lot thinner.
Yeah, I think that works against Denver.
Well, it might work against Denver, but I think it works for Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think that at all.
Yeah, I think he's going to have more decisions to make. When to go for it, when not to go for it. Are we in field goal range? Are we not in field goal range? I mean, I think there's a variety of decisions that could be had in this game that will be broken down later and who knows how they play out for him.
If I had to pick, I'm not going to pick one particular player, but I'll pick a group. The Patriots secondary lucks out tonight.
Yeah.
They luck out going into this game with the cold weather.
That is a good one.
And now, you know, they're banged up. They got injuries back there, but they haven't been playing all that well. And you throw the cold weather into this, you know who may have been let off the hook, so to speak? Maybe someone like Aqib Talib, who didn't play all that great last week. And now I think his game becomes a little less challenging tonight against the Broncos.
And you know what is interesting in the cold weather angle, too, is these injuries. A cold groin, a cold hip flexor, a cold whatever. You know, some of these guys with muscle injuries
cold groin.
In particular.
That's hard to overcome, a cold groin.
Indeed.
No one likes having a cold
but
groin.
But I'm being mildly serious here, and you talked about tackling. Well,
for once.
Groins play into lateral movement, tackling. All of a sudden, Demaryius Thomas, oh, yeah, I'm fine, except I pop a groin, and all of a sudden he's running by me to go 80 yards. Catch and runs could be big tonight, and groins, hamstrings, hips could be problems.
Let's get to some emails.
Okay.
Webradio@patriots.com. Mike writes in.
Wright was here the other day.
Mike Wright?
Yep, was at practice last week.
Yeah.
Significantly skinnier, the Mike Wright.
That's the word on the street.
Happens to a lot of guys.
Yep.
Mike
especially
Baker,
undrafted 300-pounders who cover kicks,
writes in, do you gentlemen think Manning has gotten over his issues with playing outdoors since playing in Denver? Everyone thinks that the weather is going to be the equalizer, but I just don't see that anymore. That's Mike in Sodak.
The weather is
Sodak.
Always the equalizer.
That's South Dakota.
I know it is.
Okay. I just
he signs it, Mike in Sodak.
No, I know he does. Yeah. He's a long time. He's a long time chronic.
Paul, you and I have talked about this. We talked about it earlier in the week.
Oh, excuse me, Andy. You're not
and
part
I,
of that big
and I
show
agree
I
with,
do on
with
Wednesday.
Mr. Perillo on this. I think Manning's biggest problems are big games, not cold weather. I don't think the cold weather is that big of a factor as some people have made it out to be.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, tonight's weather, cold, wind, it affects everybody, okay? So I don't care who you are. Even Tom Brady will be affected by the weather tonight. But just because of the cold, I don't think that takes Peyton Manning out of things.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the playoff game last year.
Are you texting your brother about Northeastern?
No, I'm texting my wife about the pool cover running amok.
Are the kids grabbing it out there? Paul?
No, she got it. It's hanging on one side, and she was able to secure it on the other side. So she's done good. Evidently, I haven't wasted my entire Monday trying to salvage this. You know, find the cover somewhere in the neighborhood.
I was going to say some guy's house two streets over.
Right. Well, that's what I was worried about. Cover.
Knocking on the door.
That's what I was worried about.
Is that
about.
Your big blue thing hanging in the tree or mine?
Back to the weather thing with,
yes.
Manning.
Weather.
Yeah, I think that Andy's right when he's talking about the snow and the stuff.
Sorry
like
to interrupt.
That.
We got quick inactives.
Go ahead.
Steve Gregory, Michael Manawanui, Jake Beckett, Steve Boharnis, Marcus Forston, Josh Boyce. Josh Boyce. I mean, we released Leon Washington and Josh Boyce, and then Chris Barker.
So Tlaib and Dennard in.
Tlaib, Dennard in. Dennard, theoretically and reportedly, less than 9 days after undergoing minor surgery on his meniscus, arthroscopic, is active and apparently going to play. That's interesting.
Julius Thomas, inactive.
Oh, we got those too.
Says Christopher Price, but I don't know if we have them out yet.
Well, I assume if the Patriots are out, they're out, right?
Julius Thomas is officially out.
Yep.
So that's interesting as well. But, yeah, the Dennard playing is interesting. Spikes is obviously active. Gregory, inactive. And the Josh Boyce one again, I find interesting. He's back there 1 week for 5 touchbacks, and now he's back inactive even though they released Leon Washington.
Here are the Broncos inactives. Zach Dysart.
Oh.
Quarterback Zach Dysart was great in college, by the way. Ronnie Hillman, Champ Bailey, Michael Huff, J.D. Walton, Chris Cooper, and Julius Thomas, the inactives for the Denver Broncos.
Julius Thomas is big. He's another athletic middle of the field.
Champ Bailey's big, too. Champ Bailey, I think they thought, had a chance to come back. And like I said, you can always you can never have enough guys that can cover. And, you know, it would take just a little bit of pressure off some of those guys, the Chris Harrises of the world, Duke Iheanacho, and who's the guy who used to play for Tony Carter. I was going to say the guy who used to play for the Patriots. I couldn't remember his name. The whole trickle-down effect. You knock everybody down a level when you have Champ Bailey back in there. That could have been a big that's a big break for the Patriots. Julius Thomas and Champ Bailey.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Send your emails to webradio@patriots.com and make sure you use the hashtag PPGS. We'll come back and get to the poll center, see what the latest is there. Tonight, Wes Welker makes his return to Gillette Stadium. We have not touched on that very much at all. What did Wes Welker say today about what it would be like to see Bill Belichick again? We'll tell you what he said coming up next.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 This is Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paparella on the Patriots pregame social.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on Patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo, who is focusing on the Northeastern Florida State game on the television here in our studio right now. Andy Hart here as well.
Mom and Dad are outside raking. Go get them. This one's a dandy.
And then they'll say, you brought me in for this crap, low-level basketball.
Now Florida State's low-level.
It's the third place game, Andy, for Christ's sakes.
Third place game in the San Juan, I'm sorry, the Puerto Rico tip-off.
Florida State now he's making fun of.
Darren Hartwell in the poll center. We'll get back to Darren in a few moments. Wanted to let you know what Wes Welker said about what it would be like to see his former head coach, and that would be none other than Bill Belichick. He said this. Who did he say this to? Was it Bruschi?
Yep, Teddy Bruschi, ESPN, former teammate.
So he talked to Teddy Bruschi of ESPN, and he said, quote, "I think whatever is the most awkward situation, it'll be that. That's what it will be." Wes Welker saying it will be an awkward situation to have a reunion with Bill Belichick.
I'm not even sure they're really going to have a reunion. I don't. So it doesn't sound like either will be seeking the other out.
No, I don't.
At
think,
any point,
I don't think that
pre
sounds
or post.
Like that will be the case.
I didn't find. I mean, he said the no hard feelings was one of the other comments he made to Bruschi, and he did the interview circuit. He did Bruschi. Costas is having an interview with him for the Football Night in America show. But clearly, this is a big game for Wes. You know, I believe him when he said he didn't want to leave because I don't think he wanted to leave. I think he wanted to stay with Tom Brady and continue to make plays with Tom Brady.
I don't. I didn't believe him when he said that. I believe that both sides wanted to move on.
Yeah, I
really do. And I know I'm in the vast minority with that. The situation with Welker, you know, in the interviews, did he say something like, because I saw some people on Twitter. I didn't see any of the pregame shows. Why is everybody, like, laughing? What happened?
Yeah, what happened? Loin just threw one of the worst passes I've ever seen in my entire life.
There and he just threw
it was worse than Tim Tebow.
All right, back to Paul's point.
But, oh, wait, only you guys can watch other things?
To stick it in Bill's face every once
with your play-by-play.
Yeah, I didn't think, you know, for him to say something like, you know, there's no hard feelings and people were saying, oh, I don't believe that for a second. I don't think he has any ill will toward the Patriots. I don't think he particularly cared for playing for Belichick anymore. I think he might have some animosity toward Belichick, but not necessarily the Patriots in general, if that makes any sense. Oh, no. Oh. Only you guys can stop talking. Evidently, only you guys can stop talking.
Well, it sounded like you were in the middle of a point,
yeah,
Paul.
So I thought he was.
And I made it. I said,
sounded
I think
like he was taking a dump.
I said, I think he has animosity toward Belichick, but not necessarily the Patriots. I stopped. Okay. You guys didn't say anything.
No,
I thought you were fixated on Matt McGloin.
I thought there was something else.
Yeah, I thought you were midpoint.
Evidently, Matt McGloin did something that I've never seen before. I missed it because I was watching my Huskies give up a second chance basket.
I told you he was on edge. He's going to swear soon. I'm just telling you, he's going to swear soon. Have a heart attack. One of the
Andy, two. Do you think there's any animosity from Bill Belichick toward Wes Welker?
No, I don't think there's really a lot of animosity either way. I think Welker is disappointed. I think he's mad at the situation of life, and I think he's mad that he feels like, you know, a guy catches almost 700 passes, he should probably make a little bit of money. And I think he's mad at his lot in life, where he never got a big deal, was never considered an elite receiver, and never got his $25 million bonus or whatever he was looking for. I don't think he necessarily holds that against the Patriots, because no one else was willing to give it to him either. It's not like he went out there and other teams, oh, I wanted to stay in New England, but they wouldn't give me the money, and this other team did. No one was willing to give him the money.
Let's get back to the emails, webradio@patriots.com. And again, we have open lines at 855-PATS-500, getting you ready for Broncos-Patriots tonight at Gillette Stadium. And we're here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social until 8 p.m. This one comes in, says, hey guys, can you sum up the early games? And another email from Vishon in New York writing, Dolphins, Jets, and Colts lost today. So a loss tonight wouldn't be too bad. So here's what went on in the early games, and this is how it affects tonight's game. If you're looking at some of the scores from early on this afternoon, that email is correct. The Colts were blown out by the Cardinals, 40-11. The
Colts have
score.
Some major issues. They're falling behind big in every game that they play. Sometimes
the
they're
Colts
coming back
suck.
And sometimes they're not, but they have some major issues.
So the Colts, they lose. The Chiefs lost. Chargers score late, and they get a 41-38 win. Chargers beat the Chiefs. So that one comes into play as far as the AFC goes. And if you're looking at tonight's game and how it could potentially affect the seeding, as it stands, Broncos win or lose in this game tonight, they still have the number one seed.
Right.
They have the tiebreaker over the Chiefs based on their win that they had last week. So obviously the season's not over yet and it doesn't mean a lot, but they win or lose tonight will still have the number two seed. With a win for the Patriots tonight, they move, excuse me, the number one seed. Right. With a win for the Pats tonight, they'd move into the two seed.
Right. And a win for the Pats, you still have an option at the number one seed, obviously.
Correct. Correct. And this would
there's
help.
There's still
in
some
that.
Football to be played, but would help that would regard. Help along. Yeah, you could have the perfect day with those other teams losing, and you have the, and with the wind maybe helping your chances of winning at home, a game that you were an underdog at home against the big bad Broncos. This could be a very, very nice day for the Patriots' playoff positioning.
Could help them quite a bit.
Although it could be a really bad day for the Chiefs because, you know, you lose your second straight. You have the Broncos again next week, and you potentially lost your two best defensive players for that game. So.
And by the way, that defense is looking more and more average as the weeks go by. I think it's a good defense, but you haven't been able to get to the quarterback now for the last, I think, three straight.
Yep.
They had one sack on the final drive today, which was their first one in 3 weeks. They're giving up 41 points at home to San Diego. So they're taking on water as well. Listen, everybody's got their issues, the Patriots included, but everybody has their issues. I don't want to make it sound like it's complete homerism here. The AFC right now, to me,
stinks.
It's we're going to find out about Denver, but my guess is that the way we're talking about Denver tonight and how they're going to respond in this kind of weather, I think we're going to be, you know, probably proven correct, and you're going to find out they're not all that great either.
Some other final scores from today, Titans and Raiders. A final, Titans beat the Raiders 23-19. Some other final scores from earlier in the game. There was a tie in the NFL today. Vikings and Packers tied 26-26.
Why didn't they go to the shootout?
Paul asked me earlier in the day if that was the first time two teams had scored in the new overtime format. They each got a field goal. It was 23-23 at the end of regulation and still end in a tie. And, Paul, you would be correct. That was the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, and I was even wondering, have both teams ever scored a field goal and then the game being decided after that? I think there's been a field goal and then someone won it with a touchdown. But I'm wondering if there's been three scores in an overtime ever. You know, it's what, 2 years? Maybe the third year of this?
In the history of ever.
I know that hasn't been around that long. I'm just wondering if there's been three scores in an overtime yet. Certainly a strange game, that tie.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. This is the first time there's ever
with two scores. But correct. I'm wondering if there's ever been three scores in an overtime.
I didn't look that part up.
I don't think so.
I don't think they have
been
either.
Since the new format. So.
Well, no, not talking about a tie in which there were just three scores in an overtime where you had two field goals and then somebody won it.
This may have been the first tie in the new format. I know it's. I think it was the fourth since 2000. Andy, did we hear when
we
were watching that game?
That's what they said on Red Zone or something. Mm-hmm.
So, it was a strange game. I thought Green Bay really had a chance. I thought another pass interference in the end zone that they let go. With the game on the line. By the way, our buddy Luke Kuechly got away with murder again in the end zone today on a flag that they threw.
Surprising. That's very surprising.
On a flag that they threw and picked it up, when he buried Rashard Matthews, I think it was. It's just some more ticky-tack officiating that is affecting games.
Another score. This is an NFC score. Buccaneers 24, Lions 21. Lions, 2 weeks in a row, losing to what I would think are inferior opponents. Last week, Pittsburgh. This week, Tampa Bay, for sure.
Well, Pittsburgh's trying to, and Giants, they're trying to pretend they're not dead.
Yeah, at least the Pittsburgh one, they're on the road. I think it's still a game that the Lions should have won, but no excuse for losing at home to Tampa Bay. You throw four interceptions, and you still should have won the game. That tells you just how much better they are than the other team.
Jaguars got a win, 13-6 over the Texans. The Texans continue to spiral downward and out of control. That team's a mess.
It is, but it's working for them because I don't know if you guys saw. As of today, they have a lower draft pick than the Jaguars. Imagine that.
Draft-wise, they're in good shape.
Texans team that you projected to be one of the best in football maybe coming in.
It's really strange. I can't imagine.
They get their quarterback.
I mean, at least when Indianapolis did it a few years ago, it was because Peyton got hurt, and then all of a sudden the bottom fell out. But very rarely do you see a team as quote-unquote good as Houston in line for the number one overall pick.
You know, who's also in top 10 in offense and defense. Number one overall
defense. Did you know
that?
Top
10 offense and defense.
Andy and I have been doing the work for the preview because that's the next opponent for the Patriots. They're number one in defense, number eight in offense. Now, they're minus a million in turnover. They're minus 11 going into today. I think
that's why turnovers are keys to the game.
Key to the game.
But it's amazing that they still have the same team as last year. And you might say that was a flawed team last year. I would agree with you. Clearly, when they went up against the Iron, like Green Bay and New England, they couldn't compete. But
both top 10, that's crazy.
They're 2-9. Not being that's able crazy. To compete and being 2-9 are two different things.
And I think that's, do you see John McCain, whatever his
John
name
McClain.
Is? He thinks there's a chance Kubiak gets fired this week.
I wouldn't rule that
this
out.
This week? Like tonight,
this week?
Like on the plane or I mean, or, I don't know where that game was. But
yeah, I like people were saying that he got sick and that will save his job. And I'm like, what? I mean, he got sick. I mean, he's not going to save his job.
Steelers 27, Browns 11, as you said.
It's a good win for the Steelers.
Steelers trying to prove they're not dead. Rams get another win here this week. Rams 42, Bears 21.
My much maligned NFC West has played at a pretty good level lately. The Cardinals and Rams have played pretty well for the two basement dwellers in that division.
42 points again for the Rams today.
Cardinals are 7-4.
Back in the AFC East, you mentioned Panthers and the Dolphins. Panthers 20-16 win over the Dolphins today. The New York Jets only managed to put together 3 points today. They fell to the Ravens 19-3 in Baltimore. And guess who didn't look good in that game, Paul?
Geno Smith?
Not Geno Smith.
Oh, Ed
Reed. Didn't look good. He didn't look
good.
No,
but you got to give him this. He improved this week.
Oh, did he?
He improved this week. He
I
didn't
saw
allow
him burned
he didn't
early.
He didn't allow 350 yarders this week. Only two. They were 60 yarders this week, but you got to give him credit for learning from his mistakes.
Ed Reed has nothing left in the tank, and if you wanted him on the Patriots. Now you're seeing why you should be happy that he didn't end up in New England. He has nothing left to offer. Nothing. He looks disinterested. And I don't know if you caught his comments after the game today. His comments in the locker room after the game were, it was a great football game. I had some fun. That was what he said after the game. Like, he couldn't even take it seriously.
I'm glad you found it fun. I'm sure Jets fans didn't find it all that fun.
Couldn't take
when
it
when Jacoby
seriously.
Jones was running 66 yards behind
or
him.
Maybe
he's just a clown. Maybe that's what his deal is.
I just think he's done.
I just think
physically he's done.
I think physically he's done.
An a-hole.
No.
Yeah, but I think
he always was that.
I think he was always that. And then he's physically done. So now mentally, I think he's totally checked out on it. And which gets me back to the point of why even bother keep playing? You're getting paid either way.
Right.
Why even keep playing?
Ego.
I'll tell you, based on just some of the comments I saw on Twitter after the game, I'm curious to see. Does he make it to the end of the season
with
the Jets?
Does he go down the Randy Moss route? And all of a sudden, the Hall of Famer bounce, gone.
It was no risk for the Jets to bring him in, but do they move on from Ed Reed based not only on his locker room antics again, but the fact that on the field, he's not giving them much of anything. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. You know what we haven't done? We haven't given out an international number here, Andy. Why don't we?
Give it. That's my job. Don't take it.
I was handing you the sheet.
What do you want?
I'm thinking somewhere in
Japan.
What? Excuse me?
Japan.
yeah, let's give the Japan number.
The Japanese toll-free number is
read it slowly.
0053.
It's too fast. Zero, start over.
Zero.
Too fast.
I'll start again. 0053-11-61-396. Again, if you're in Japan and want to join the show. 0053-11-61-396. And you mentioned 6-1 in there. Makes me think of Marcus Cannon. In our pre-weather preview of this game, I thought he was a major issue to be talked about here. In that Von Miller matchup.
Yep.
You know, Tom Jackson said the matchup of this game was Von Miller on Sebastian Vollmer until he had to clarify after apparently a commercial break when someone told him Sebastian Vollmer's on IR, so fix that. but I would have my concerns in a normal passing game. If you were looking to spread it out and throw it 40 times, I would have my concerns Von Miller and Marcus Cannon on that right side.
So
I'm still not sold. Still something to watch, you know, if the wind cuts down or maybe they're throwing a little bit more. Or I also didn't know that Von Miller had put on 35 pounds during his suspension, and now I know why he avoided the P-man, because he knew he was in trouble. But that's a much bigger force there on the edge that Marcus Cannon will have to deal with in anything they do. You know, not just in the passing game, but in anything.
Marcus Cannon should try to avoid the leg whip this week. That's going to cost him close to $16,000 as he was fined this
Took
week.
Their best player on the defensive front
it's
last
true.
Week.
It's true.
Of course, you do it again, and you try up to like $30,000 this week.
For his own personal finances, he should want to stay away from the leg whip this week. Paul, you okay over there?
Yeah,
I know.
Did they lose?
They did. They lost.
They lost at the buzzer.
Hardly ever see.
Yeah, you hate to see
half
that.
A second
you
left.
Hate to
you
see.
8-2.
855-PATS-500. The phone number for you. Let's get back to some more emails coming in. Webradio@patriots.com. Don't forget, use the hashtag PPGS if you're on Twitter and you want to send some tweets in. We have a listener from Romania emailing in.
Big Zoltan Mesko fan.
Says, hey, guys, I listen to your shows every week. Apparently, you are a worldwide sensation.
Sensation may be a strong word, but we are worldwide.
Worldwide,
yes. We're big on the internets.
Keep up the good work. Hopefully the Pats win tonight against all odds. It's against all odds?
A little bit.
It will surely,
would have been against all odds.
It will surely make
see, you're
my
doing it.
Upcoming
You're doing just what
brighter.
I talked about in the break.
This comes from Viorella. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
You want a preview of my cover words for PFW?
Sure.
Depending on how the game plays out.
And just so we fill people in, if you read the print version of PFW...
We are a newspaper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people do read it online as well, right?
Right. But it has a cover online, too.
Oh, you can see the cover online?
If you get the app, if you get the Patriots Football daily app on
your
iPad.
Just so we can fill everybody in.
We have an app for that.
During
the PDF
every game.
Comes with a cover.
During the games, Andy's usually and Paul are thinking about possible puns.
Catchy
puns for the front of the cover. And so what do you got? You get some lined up pregame
tonight.
Well,
I'm thinking, you know, Wes Welker's returning. The passing game may be sort of nullified by the weather. Maybe cold reception, something in that.
Cold reception. That's a good one.
Icy reception, something down that road.
I think the cold one would work.
Now, we'll see how the game plays out. If he catches, you know, 16 passes for 180 yards and is the main reason their offense moves and wins, I don't think that's what we'll be looking for. Although they could boo him, so maybe we could do that.
So you got cold reception.
Maybe we'll have him in the end zone celebrating and them like booing. Oh, you suck.
So you don't think Bill has any ill will toward him, huh?
I don't think Bill has any positive will towards many people.
He's neutral. Huh?
And I think he has very limited people where he actually has ill will. I think a lot of people take it as ill will. I think the ill will is just Bill. I think there's a lot of people that could pass Bill and they would think he has ill will towards him. I think the list of people he probably has genuine ill will towards is pretty short. And I don't think Wes is on it. I think it was a business move for both sides. I think Bill probably realizes that. I think the Welker side overplayed their hand and over-negotiated. Bill was right. Bill got proven right by the market and the value and all that. So I don't think he has a lot of ill will towards him.
I think he does.
I think he does, too.
For what?
Now, whether or not it affects this game tonight, I think is a different question because I don't think it will.
I think he's mad at him for not taking the offer that they gave him. I think he probably thinks he made him. And
he made him.
He feels Woo-wee! Like he should have stayed.
61 catches, 9 touchdowns. He made him all right.
Steven writes in from Belfast,
Ireland. I
didn't
say he was right. I just think he has ill will toward him.
Well, if he has, then he needs to put his ball away and go home because that's one of the lamest things I've ever heard. If you offer a guy an offer and he doesn't take it, that is dumb for you to stay angry.
Do you think
if you give him a tender and those reports are right and he was mad because he signed the tender, that's ridiculous.
Do you think he's had ill will toward like Eric Mangini?
Oh, yeah.
For taking a head coach job as a coordinator.
Well, I think that's part of it, and I think taking people with him and feeling he didn't do it the right way, quote-unquote.
I think it didn't matter about as much about the people that he took with him as it was going to the Jets, which was, you know, petty.
Certainly is petty.
Steven in Belfast writes in, hey, guys, it's my first time tuning into the pregame. Although I'm an avid listener of the postgame shows and PFW in progress. Keep up the good work. He writes, I'm more excited about tonight's game than any other this season. I think it'll be a tight shootout. I think we all disagree. In which Brady proves once again that he is the better QB by beating Manning with arguably inferior weapons. My prediction, Broncos 28, Patriots 35.
I'm going to throw out a quick poll on Twitter and email and however people want to chime in. Are you disappointed? Are you disappointed that the weather has altered
these your... people don't think that the weather is going to alter this game. I think it's pretty clear that...
He's angry.
No, I think it's pretty clear that... Well, I'm not angry because people have a difference of opinion. I think it's
yelling at somebody.
It's pretty clear that they don't think that the weather is going to impact the game.
Well, Ross writes in. Here's an interesting question here. Ross emails in, seeing how the weather is going to affect this game and rob us of some of the greatness of this matchup.
There's one for you, Ian.
See? Ross, where are you from?
He writes, how do you feel about the pending Super Bowl in Jersey potentially having this kind of weather effect on the biggest game of the year?
I hate it.
Paul hates it.
Most people like it.
Love it.
Most people think that's the way football is supposed to be played.
See, I don't
like it.
I don't believe that it's supposed to be played. Like, it doesn't make for a better game to be played outdoors, but this game is played outdoors at this time of year, and if you can play very important playoff games right up to the NFC and AFC championship games, then why can't you decide the the ultimate game in the same conditions.
Well, see, I have no problem with the game itself being played in the conditions. It's the rich people and the getting around and the weak and the logistics. I think it ruins
the event.
Well,
that stuff
event.
I agree with.
I think it ruins the event that is the Super Bowl. But the game itself, the actual 60 minutes of play, I have no problem that it's outdoors. I think that's fine. I think you should have weather as a possibility.
But the game is not about the people who are there and attending it. It's about the people watching
it. Well, in this day and age, it's kind of about the event.
It's about the event of television and putting it on TV.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. I'm telling you, in the big
picture,
there's
a lot of money that goes into Super Bowl parties and sponsorships
I understand
and people
that,
and all that, and I think that's part of the event these days.
I think it is an event wherever it is, but I don't think that you should change where the game is just based on the event. The event is
you broke your own norm. You had a clear rotation of warm weather cities, and you changed how you hold the event.
Yeah, and
I think they were right to do so.
I think they were right to do so.
Yeah, I don't like that. But I do enjoy that the weather can be a factor because I am a believer. The best part about football is it's one and done. You show up, you roll with it. There's no seven games. There's no chances to change anything. The best team that can deal with whatever the events of that day are. You know, my son asked me last night when we were watching Ohio State, how come football plays in everything except lightning? Because that's football. You play in everything. It's rain, it's wind, it's snow.
Because lightning could kill you.
Well, yes.
That should have been your answer.
You have a metal helmet on your head.
That should have been your answer.
Yeah,
lightning can kill you.
I'm not suggesting that the game should be canceled, but I don't like when the weather adversely impacts the performance of the players.
Well, I'm looking forward to the possibility of a snowy Super Bowl this year, because that is a real possibility, and I'll tell you what, I don't think that this decision was made for the right reasons in terms of being willing to play in cold weather. It was made because taxpayers help fund an NFL stadium.
No, yeah,
so
it won't be.
It won't be happening in cold weather cities just because they pick out a cold weather city to have it in.
No, these are all just promises made for stadium funding issues. No question about that.
These are paybacks.
And I'll let you know sometime in January whether I'm rooting for snow to be a major factor in the Super Bowl. Because if
we're not rooting for a blizzard.
Right.
Because where's the auxiliary press where Andy always sits? Is that still the stands? Because if there's snow in the auxiliary press, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't think I'll be taking my laptop out.
It's a hard life you live there, Andy, having to sit in the stands.
It was freaking
at the Super
frigid
Bowl.
In Jacksonville. I can't imagine what it's going to be
life.
Like in MetLife.
Wait a minute. I'm sure everyone can relate to that.
Wait a minute. You don't think that would be tough conditions to do your job in?
No, I think
it's like a blizzard and you're outside.
I'm just saying, relative to the rest of the world, Paul. No,
well, just
it's
so
not
you know,
the worst
no
thing
one
in the
at
world.
The Super Bowl has a tough lot in life. No one who attends that game has a tough lot in life.
That's what I'm saying.
Because there are no homeless people who are out of work and can't feed their families who go to the Super Bowl. So everyone who there is a high-class person.
Oh, including yourself. You're putting yourself in that category?
I was
going to
say, watch what you say, Andy.
All right, Andy.
I don't really think like that.
855-PATS-500, the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Get on board here. We got about 25 minutes to go on the show. We're going to go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino. We're going to shorten up the Sunday six-pack and make it a two-pack.
Who won the one-pack last week?
We'll do that coming up. We'll find out who won the one-pack, that 40-ounce in a brown bag. Who won the one-pack last week?
I lost.
Paul lost, apparently. I think Paul and I picked the same way last week. So,
losers.
Andy gained a game. We'll talk about that coming up. Mix in your phone calls. Mix in your emails as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices
prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We will go upstairs and talk to Eric Scalabino coming up in just a few moments. What's so funny?
Some guy sitting.
Paul's brother from another mother was just on TV.
Some guy sitting watching Michigan taking up about four seats. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I just didn't see it, so I can't laugh at it. 855.
Who's not laughing is the two people sitting next to him.
855. Pat's 500 is the North American toll-free number. We did not get a call from Japan, which is disappointing.
Well, Jason, I think, is no longer in Japan, and he's our listener over there.
I think he's back, yeah.
Might want to shut that one down.
He's back stateside.
We do have an email from Slovakia. It's Adam from Banská Bystrica, Slovakia.
Bystrica? Put some clothes on.
And I don't know. It could be Bystrica. I don't know.
Could be Bystrica.
But Adam writes, listening to you guys all the time, keep up the good work. I agree with you.
Anyway,
the weather will affect this game, so I'm expecting close matchup and Pats win 27-24. The way we win this game will be interesting and ironic at the same time. It'll be passed from Manning to Welker, fumbled by Welker. Brady takes over, runs three runs by Vereen, sets up a field goal attempt, and Gostkowski wins it with 3 seconds remaining. Now.
Interesting.
Go, Pats, go. He also writes, God damn, it's 1:30 a.m. here.
Oh.
Can't wait for kickoff.
I don't envy, we have some very loyal listeners around the globe, and I don't envy them. I hate the 8:30 starts. I mean, every game is like this for some of these people.
Yeah, awful.
Where they have to be up in the middle of the night watching, and it's...
Go to work tomorrow. And
I'll tell you, they ridiculous. Have, we do. We have some very loyal fans. Yes.
Patriots are lucky.
Another email, this one, again, more international emails.
We're big globally.
Danny from Spain.
Danny.
Danny writes, hi there, guys.
Oh, Danny.
Is he on his walkabout in northern Spain?
Nice show as always. First of all, I think that a spread offense will be crucial today, but Gronk needs to get involved more. Not like the last games since Panthers, but neither as against Carolina. I'm afraid of...
Could have attempted to clean that up a little.
Playing the role of Fred Kirsch.
You don't have to just read it as is, You can help him out by cleaning it up a little bit.
I'm not sure what it's supposed to say there, though. That's why I didn't clean it up. I tried to. I just wasn't sure what that... I'm not sure what that says. But he does write, I'm afraid of Dropson with the bad weather. I get that. Dobson, Dropson. You see that? So let's keep Gronk active enough. And finally, we need the Talib that has shown prior to the injury, because without Julius Thomas, even more targets will go to Demaryius Thomas. And this second line... or second level of the defense will make the difference on either side. He predicts 28-21, Pats win.
So most people seem now that they're in the 20s, down 10, 14 points.
Most people have downgraded the Broncos' points due to the weather, but they've left the Patriots' points right where they predicted, 28.
Paul's pre-fighting right now. He's in a fight that he's projecting to come after this game.
I'm telling you that this is going to be one of those games. If it's dramatically impacted by the weather, that people are going to ignore that fact after the Patriots winning.
Mike Reese noted that Steven Gostkowski normally ends at 53 yards for his pregame field goals. He ended at 48. He wasn't clear which end. I don't believe that
is. Not quite a 10-yard difference, but a 5-yard difference.
Which to me is minimal. If he can kick a 48-yard field goal with little to no issue, and then the wind is not that big of an issue. That's a long field goal, in my opinion.
I agree.
Al from Paramus writes in, Peyton's bones are brittle, and they will break in this weather.
Well, that is another issue. He has, we were talking about the hamstrings and the groins. He has the ankle, and, I'm pretty sure they shot him up with something miraculous last week, and how the cold affects that if he gets a little stiffer. But then on the flip side of that is if he's not looking to throw the ball as much, it's not quite as big a deal.
Robert writes in. Rob writes, hey, guys, I won a Dunkin' Donuts contest.
Nice.
And get to have breakfast with Gronk on Tuesday.
Awesome.
What should I ask the big guy in the Q&A?
Can you bring some of your lady friends with you? I don't know. Lord, anything you ask Gronk, I guarantee you're going to get an entertaining answer. So, who's the best woman you've ever been with? Best woman you've ever been with.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's what you're telling this person to ask Gronk.
Oh. No, I am not. Is that inappropriate?
Just slightly.
What's the most women you've ever been
he
with?
He looks at me and he goes, oh, no, I'm not.
Ask him his thoughts on Dr. Gill. That's what I would do.
Oh, that is not appropriate.
That's much more inappropriate than what Andy said.
That's what I would ask. Hey, what do you think about the team doctor? David writes in, Kenbrell Tompkins scores a TD in this game. Blunt returns a kickoff for a TD. Just kidding about Blunt returning for a TD.
So he's going to be back there, right? Is there any other...
Good email, Dave.
Well, Boyce is inactive. Washington is gone. They don't have any options, do they?
Your DBs are all hurt, so don't put McCourty back there and try to get him hurt.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know if you have any. I don't know if you'd want to put Vereen back there. I'd rather have him back there.
Edelman, I guess.
Vereen and Edelman, to me, would be better options.
Garland writes in. Garland
Judy?
Says, not Judy. This is
Christmas
Tree? This is Garland Johnson writing in.
Garland is a man's name?
First name.
Garland. G-A-R-L-A-N-D.
G-A-R-L-A-N-D. Yes, Andy Garland.
I've never heard that before.
Well, I have.
Have you?
I've heard it as a name. I just don't know anyone that's ever been named Garland. No.
As a first name, you've heard it?
I suppose anything could be a first name.
That's an interesting thought.
Like, yeah, your first name could be Hart.
Lamp.
It's not.
I love Lamp.
Let's just not get sidetracked here. Garland writes,
that ship has sailed.
I believe Shane Vereen will be the X factor for this game. He took the Pats offense to the next level against Carolina. I'm also wondering if the Pats should try and use Collins as a defensive back. He did play that role in college, and we need help big time. He's fast and can tackle, something Arrington can't do.
Will we see a different player in the defensive backfield at some point? An offensive player, you know, a Slater or an Edelman?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think they have that many.
I mean, they activated, what's his name?
They only have one guy that's inactive, right?
Right, and they brought up
Gregory.
The other guy.
And they brought up Justin Green from the practice squad.
So, I mean, yeah, no, I don't really see that happening.
Christian writes in, I'm amending my prediction.
Peyton Manning wearing two gloves, by the way.
Good
two
to know.
Gloves.
Good to know.
Tom Brady, only one.
Game pants
only
and two gloves. Glove. I'm watching the all pregame hype, and they've converted me. I said Denver 35-31 in a shootout. Now I'm adjusting that and saying the Pats win 17-14. How's that for the weather affecting the game, Paul? Andy,
yes.
You suck. Paul, you're fat, and Beetle, you rock. Is how he signs off.
That's
nice.
That's good
this?
Stuff.
Christian with a T-I-A.
Oh, he's just mad because, you know, we got a little thing.
Okay.
I did his mother.
And with all these predictions, let's get to some predictions of our own with the Sunday six-pack, which is now a two-pack.
We're growing, though.
Calling an audible on you.
What?
Eric's on the phone. I don't want to make him wait.
Oh,
for that.
What are we doing here? We try to be smooth and professional. And look at what he
as
does.
As Andy already said, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I guess you're
move
right.
On.
All right, well, can we play the intro for Eric? Let's
no.
Let's do that.
Apparently not. Professionalism just going down the crapper.
We're
on
stuck
all
down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
All right, let's go upstairs inside the press box with Eric Scalavino joining us on the line. Eric, what's the scene out there? Do things look cold?
Yes, they do, actually. The wind is still blowing very stiffly, and the flags and even the goalposts themselves are having trouble staying put.
I love
right
hearing
now.
That. I love that.
Never
oh,
good
yeah.
When you're getting blown and you can't stay up.
Yeah. I never had that
oh, no,
problem.
They're staying up, but they're moving about. The entire Broncos team is on the field stretching at the moment, but only the specialists and the return men for the Patriots are on the field right now. But
what do you read into that, Eric?
What do I read into that?
Yes. Is that a key factor? Underlying factor. They're going to be all stretched out before the game starts.
Peaking too soon.
They're going to get tight.
Yeah, getting too tight, right, exactly. Stretching too soon.
You never want to stretch too soon.
Right, no. But what we saw earlier was kind of interesting, with three guys having game-time decision workouts, and all of them deemed ready to play. Tlaib, Dennard, Spikes. Dennard, in particular, I think, was the most surprising, given that he had a surgery a week ago.
Give us your oral observations of each of the three, and how would you term them having looked in those workouts?
I'd say Tlaib probably looked the least excited to be out there.
Nah, man.
Yeah, something like that. Dennard looked surprisingly sharp, backing up, backpedaling, swiveling his hips, cutting. I was really surprised because a few days ago in practice when he first came back out, he could barely go half speed or even quarter speed for that matter, and was limping noticeably at the time. So he's made quite a remarkable turnaround in just 3 or 4 days. Spikes looked a little slow, but then again with him, that's not really anything unusual. It's definitely his left knee. He had a brace, underneath his leggings that he was wearing on that left knee, and looked just like he was favoring it a bit. But at the end of his workout, he gave the strength coach a nice handshake. So it looked like I was expecting him to be ready to go. But surprisingly, the guy of the three of them, it looked like Tlaib had the toughest go of it, and he was the one that looked the best during practice all week, which was kind of ironic.
Yeah, those are all obviously going to bear watching with the cold weather, and you don't know how injuries respond to the cold weather, especially a couple muscle-type injuries and things of that
mm-hmm.
nature.
What
did you see in warm-ups, or are you seeing in warm-ups just weather-related, wind, throws, balls, whatever?
Kicks, anything.
Right. Well, certainly the wind is blowing from the lighthouse end towards the press box. That's the direction that it's going in. So if you're looking on television from the left side of your screen to the right, is going to be with the wind. Anything being kicked or thrown towards the lighthouse is going to have difficulty. We saw the punters going in that direction were having a really hard time keeping the ball in between the numbers. They were and going any significant distance. They were sharply curving off in either side, left or right. But the throws themselves, too, were a little tough going deep. It's hard to get a handle on them going in that direction because they were being held up a few times or just completely being thrown off course. The other direction, different story. Peyton Manning was out here several hours early with equipment guys acting as stationary wide receivers in different spots on the field. And he was having really no difficulty moving around, running, and throwing in that direction, sort of towards us in the press box. He didn't do a heck of a lot of throwing at the other end, though, which is, I think, the more difficult end tonight. So it'll be interesting to see if they decide to go deep when they're coming in our direction and what they do going in the opposite.
Eric, what kind of buzz is there in the press box tonight? And I ask that because, I know Paul and I are a little disappointed maybe the way this game may be affected by the wind, that maybe we're not going to get the shootout or the high-scoring next chapter in the Brady-Manning rivalry that we were going to get. Just wondering what the buzz is up there.
I think most people are just I think they're just excited that Welker is playing, honestly, because he would have really been a big disappointment if there was that angle to the story, not playing itself out tonight, and the fact that he's here, I think, is adding to the fact that it's another Brady Manning game. And on the opposite end, a little bit of disappointment, I think, from a lot of people here that Julius Thomas is not going to play, because that sort of takes away, one of the weapons that Manning has, and maybe, brings things down to a little more equal level. Along with the weather conditions tonight. But, no, I think people are pretty excited up here about expecting to see another dandy between these two guys.
All right, Eric, have you predicted this game? Are you adjusting that prediction based on what you've seen or the weather or any of that?
Not really. I did predict it. I have the Broncos winning 28-25. I don't think it's going to be really high scoring, and I think that's a lot of it due to the weather conditions. My big concern, though, tonight is how long the Patriots DBs can last and how many of them will still be playing at the end of the game. Because on a night like this, as Andy mentioned before, with the cold and the hard turf and just the nature of their injuries, I wonder, and they're going to get a workout tonight, trying to defend these receivers. I wonder how many of them will be still able to play at the end of the game. And I think that's going to end up being the deciding factor. I say the Broncos win 28-25.
All right, very good. Eric Scalavino from the press box here at Gillette Stadium. Eric, stay warm up there.
Oh, it's cozy. Nice and toasty.
All right, very good. All right, Eric.
See you in a bit.
Eric Scalavino from upstairs here at Gillette Stadium as we prepare for
maybe
the
weather
game.
Won't have as big an
Didn't
impact.
Didn't sound like it based on what we're getting now.
Yeah, maybe it
I'm
won't
so
be
confused.
As big of an impact, or at least maybe not going to the closed end anyway. So, like I said, we're just going to have to figure out and adjust once the game gets underway and then figure out, what you can do and what you can't do.
All right. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Now we can go to the Sunday six-pack.
Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
All righty. What's the updated records?
So Andy was the only one that won last week.
Yeah. Woo!
So Paul now 26 so and 25, sucks. Mark 23 and 28, and Andy 21 and 30.
I'm coming.
21 and 30. That's like me on the radio.
I'm so funny, I'm Paul.
I'm having another terrible week, by the way, on the radio.
Are you?
Oh, I'm 10 games below 500 with a spread heading into this week, and I don't have too many wins.
Let's start with the Monday night game.
San Francisco at Washington. San Francisco by 5.
A good defense against a soft-ass quarterback. Did you see the comments that came out, the reports today?
He doesn't like watching film of negative plays.
What a bitch. RG3, boy, have you lost some of your star power. I'm taking the hard-ass Niners to kick the bitch's butt.
Niners. Lock it in.
I'm going to take the Niners, but it has nothing to do with that comment.
Softer.
It was more fun that way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Unanimous. Take the Niners.
He just goes, I'm going to take the Niners.
Tonight's game, Denver at New England. Denver by 2.
I like the Patriots by a field goal in this game.
I am going to stick with my original pick of Denver. I don't feel as good about it as I did when I made it. I just feel like they have too much offense for the Patriots to keep up with. And I think Eric's point about those secondary guys, how long they're going to be able to play in this game, stay in there, is valid. I don't know what the weather's going to do. We'll find out. But I'm going to take the Patriots to actually drop a tough one here at home, 37-27.
No!
I'm flippity-floppity.
What are you going?
That was my pick all week, and I have to stick
all
with
week.
That's fair.
I'm switching. I think the weather has equalized this a little bit. I had the Broncos by a field goal. I am going with the Patriots by a field goal now. I am going to go 25-22 Patriots.
Yes, the frozen field turf of Gillette Stadium tonight.
The wind, the cold, makes a difference.
Equalizer.
Peyton Manning cracks under the cold-ass pressure.
All right, there you go. So we have picked the games, the two games we could pick this week.
I'm on a roll. I'm on a streak.
One game streak.
Yep.
One game winning streak for Andy has brought him one game closer to the top. One game closer to the top.
I'm like the Red Sox in 04. Don't let me get one. Don't let me get one. Because I'm coming.
Don't let us win tonight. All right. So any final
then
thoughts
you gotta go
here?
Like this.
He's looking into the mic.
Game time is just about arrived. It's coming up shortly. Any final thoughts here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social?
I am now invigorated by Eric's report that maybe the weather isn't quite the factor I thought it was going to be. I'm just looking for an entertaining football game. More often than not, these Brady Manning affairs live up to the hype and give you something to talk about the next day and sort of enjoy the football game. Coming off of Monday night, which was one of the more entertaining football games we've seen, I'm hoping for another one to continue that streak.
I can't get enough of these games. I know people get tired of talking about Brady and Manning, but to me, we're so lucky to get an opportunity to see them play as often as we do. It's not like the old days when, you know, Montana and Elway didn't go against each other all that often. We get to see it.
Or Elway Marino.
Almost every year, and a lot of times we've seen it twice in the same season.
Got it again next year, right?
I think it's great.
I hope that it does somewhat live up to the hype that it had coming in prior to the weather being a factor, which I think still will be a factor, but as you said, maybe we can be encouraged by the things Eric was saying based on what he's seen on the field and warm-ups getting ready for this game. Patriots Broncos tonight at Gillette Stadium. Enjoy the game, everybody, and when you're done watching it, come right back here to patriots.com as we will hold the post-game festivities. The Patriots post-game show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. I'll be back. Paul and Andy, I'll see you guys again next week. All right?
So.
All right, very good. Enjoy the game, everybody.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now, it's game time as the Pats take on the Denver Broncos.
Patriots tight formation. Quick hitter, Brady with a playmaker and an open. Aaron Dodson down the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on a deep drop, looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.